See, that kind of stuff is confusing to people. And when they hear that confusion, they don't know how to believe God. They don't know what to believe. No, that God, let me just set the record straight and hear these words coming out of my mouth. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you say. I don't care what I say. God do not listen to the words coming out of my mouth. God do not have any sickness to put on you. I'm going to say it again because you didn't hear me. You didn't hear that. I said God does not have any sickness to put on you. Nor does he has any poverty, any destruction to put on you. And he's a judge. He'll make sure you get what you deserve. He has a wrath. That's a whole different ball game. We are not under his wrath. We have mercy. So we can get this good news to the whole world. Amen. So you need to settle that. That need to be settled. So when I tell you who it is, the thief, I said it, the scripture said, and it bears repeating, the thief, John 10:10, the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Can you understand that? And Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it, what? More abundantly. Can you understand? He never said, I've come to bring you life and death. No, I came to bring you life so you have it more abundantly. There's a thief, there's a lying thief, devil, evil spirit, demons come to steal, try to rob you of your faith, try to confuse you in life. This is why you go to the Word of God. Don't you take my opinion. You need to have your Bible open right now and make sure that I'm reading what's in here. Because men are take it and twist it and fit it to their own teaching and doctrine. Instead of telling you what thus says the Lord. And this is why the world is in the trouble it is, and the church must rise up and tell the truth. If Jesus coming to this earth to redeem us and leave us in a worse shape than before he came, it was no reason for him to come. I'm going to say that again because you didn't even hear that. If Jesus coming to this earth, and because he came to this earth and now he's gone and we are in worse shape than before he came, he shouldn't even come. But he said, I come. And he said, I have given you a better covenant established upon better promises. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God want you to reign in life. That listen to the word. Be filled with all the fullness of God. I'm going to say it again. God want you to reign in life by being filled with all the fullness of God. To have spiritual light, insight, revelation, understanding of God, who he is. He's your father. You know what he know. You know how to act like he act. You know how to talk like he talk. And you know how to live like he live because you living by his word. And his spirit teaching you and revealing to you. And you have access to all the promises he made you. And you're reigning in life. You're reigning with him. You know how to communicate with him. You know how to go into his presence. You know how to pray. You know how to talk things over with God. You understand what he's saying. And then you can carry it out. He wants you to be right. He does not want your mind all messed up and confused. That you're troubled. You can't rest, can't sleep, can't make good decision. No, that's not reigning. That's confusion. That's trouble. I've been in fear in it, and I hate fear. Fear has torment. It tortures you. You can't rest. You can't sleep. Can't eat right. Don't know how to treat other people right. Fear. You're mean. You're violent. It just. But when love is in charge, you're kind. You're a blessing. Hallelujah. You encourage people. You inspire people. You bring sunshine in their lives. You lift them up. You put a smile on their face. You encourage their hearts. But when you are fearful, hateful, strifeful, strife-filled person, nobody wants to be around you. Come on now. That's not reigning in life. That's a hellcat in life. That's what that is. And God never called you to do that. Cheat folks, lie to people, steal from them. He called you to be a blessing, to encourage. And you know, Grace did that. He'll fix you up so you can be like that. He did me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're talking about reigning in life by one Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he said, now watch this. Might well stay here and finish it. Whatever you bind on earth is what? Bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is what? Loose in heaven. That means, he said, behold, I give unto you authority to tread on what? Serpent and scorpion. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's reigning in life. Look at Mark Gospel, chapter 16. Look at Mark Gospel. See, you have the authority to reign, to bind, to loosen, to take charge. Why? Because Jesus defeated your enemy, your adversary. Hallelujah. I said, Jesus defeated your enemy, your adversary, every one of them. The devil, the chief one, he defeated every one of them. The devil, demons, evil spirits, and all of them. They've been defeated. And look what Jesus said, Mark Gospel. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. This is Mark 16, 17. Mark 16, 17. Look what he said. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer? Now this is what the believer do. And one translation says, these signs shall accompany. They come right along beside. You know, like somebody traveling with you, they're not behind you, they come right along beside you. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. The first thing you'll do as a believer, you'll cast out devils. And see, there's a lot of devils messing around your life. You need to know how to cast them out. Get them out of your life. Get them out of your house. You king over your domain. Get him out of your life. Don't let him come in your finance. Don't let him come in your relationship. Don't let him come in and rule over your children. Don't let him rule over your finance. Don't let him rule over your health. Cast that sucker out. That's what he said. In my name, you'll do it. We're talking about reigning in life. How? By one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, because of the abundance of grace and the overflowing abundance of grace, the abundance of overflowing grace and the gifts of righteousness, we shall reign in the kingdom of life. That's what the Weymouth translation said about Jesus Christ. But if you don't know what you have received, you will be hindered in reigning. This is why we're talking about it.